Lecture topic, consciousness of Akhirah.
The consciousness of Allah Ta'ala at all times, this is what's the protection from whatever Allah has forbidden. The remembrance of death, that's the other aspect of it, which is part and parcel of the same thing. The person is conscious of Allah Ta'ala, he is conscious of death. That will be the barrier. The incident of Hazrat Maulana Shafi'i Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, which we discussed previously, he was on a journey going somewhere. So he went to weigh in the luggage which was in excess. In other words, to weigh it in and pay for the excess luggage. So when he got there, the person who was at the counter was a Muslim and he recognized him. So he told him there's no need to worry about this. The person who's the, well, they call him guard in India, person who is the ticket collector on the train, I will give him the instruction that to overlook this, not to worry about it. Now, this was not his prerogative, this was not his right to do that, because this is not his choice, it is not his own private property, it was something that was the state property, so he was not allowed to give this kind of discount, so to say. So he now suggested this, thinking, well, he'll do a favor. So I said to him, but how far will this guard go? He wanted to explain to him and make him realize and understand. Asked him, okay, this train, how far will this guard go along? So he said, well, he'll go along up to this point. For example, he'll go up to Pietermaritzburg. He said, but I'm going ahead. I'm going further down. So he said, well, the guard who's going to take over from there, this guard will tell him that, look, this is already sorted out, you don't have to worry about it. He says, well, then, that guard, how far he'll go? He said, well, he'll go up to Johannesburg. He said, but my journey is beyond that. So this person replied and said, but this train stops at Johannesburg. It doesn't go beyond that. So you are saying your journey is beyond? He said, yes, my journey is beyond that. But how can your journey be beyond where the train is going to stop? He says, no, my journey is beyond this world. I'm going to the hereafter. So now here you're going to overlook it. But when I get to the hereafter, on the day of Qiyamah, who's going to be there to say that you took this along without paying the necessary due? So who's going to who's going to be my contact there to now get this sorted out? He said, well, that I don't have any contact for that purpose. He said, well, that's the point. That's the point, that Allah Ta'ala is aware and we cannot deceive Allah Ta'ala in any way. So whether anybody else might try to overlook something, but if it's not overdue and that person doesn't have the right to do it, how can we take that? How can we just go about it in a way that doesn't matter? It doesn't make any difference to us what we took, what we gave. So the point was the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is aware, Akhirat is coming. When a person has developed this deep down in his heart at all times, so now he won't be ducking and diving behind things. That now, what does it matter? I know how to cover my tracks. My ustaz won't come to know. Parents won't come to know. Or whatever else. But Allah is aware. Parents won't come to know. Ustaz won't come to know. Can we hide from Allah Ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala's recording, angels are recording all the time. Can we hide from them also? When that consciousness has been developed, that is the only barrier. Otherwise, the person will duck and dive thinking he will get away. But when that becomes a habit, then today he ducked and dived to do one small thing outwardly, so that will open the door to something further. Shaitan now will make him more bold. And then from that, make him even more bold. And that is Shaitan's trap. And that is Shaitan's plan. That make the person step by step get into deeper things, because he thinks, now, well, I got away with it first time, I got away with it the second time too, and the third time too, until when he's in a very, very deep situation, then Shaitan himself will whisper in somebody else's ears that this is what's going on, to expose it, to destroy him by that, because that's Shaitan's plan. So Allah Ta'ala therefore warns us, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا, that recognize your enemy, realize your enemy, and realize his plots and plans. That don't fall into these things, that ducking and diving, that doesn't help in any way. It might seem like it can just keep a person enjoying himself, But that shaitan's plan, now when he's in a deep situation, then to expose everything. Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us. Subhanallah.